The modern newspaper reporter and the guys I knew in the old days are seem to be a different breed of cat, because I never found a newspaper reporter who was in good condition. I put them all on the meter. They don't interview me anymore. Found out how to handle them. You put them on the meter and find their last automobile accident. You tell them carefully, do not answer any of my questions. Do not say a word to me. Do not speak. I will find out all about it with this meter. Don't answer these questions now. All right, did you ever have an automobile accident? Oh, you did. Well, was it more than 5 years ago or less than 5 years ago? Spot it, spot it, spot it. Put it on the time, put it on the time. And guys, was there a girl in the car? Was there a man in the car? There was a man in the car. Oh, that's fine. Now, let's see. Was it a big car or a little car? Big car? Little car. Little car. That's fine. Were you driving? Weren't you driving? Were you driving? Weren't you driving? So, oh, weren't you driving? Oh, you were a passenger. Fellow said, yes, I damn near got killed. I'd forgotten all about it, and so forth. And from here on, the whole experiment is spoiled because he just becomes voluble. Says her name was Amy Glutz, and it happened at the corner of Wolf and Wolf Street, and so forth. And he hadn't thought about that before, but he must have gotten hurt. Hip must have gotten hurt. Yes, he slid under. Yeah, that's right. He's right. If he can see it, feel it now. Yes. It must have been his hip. He hadn't realized before that his hip got hurt. Well, is your hip hurt now? Yeah, very, very, very bad. Well, you say, well, good. That's the end of the experiment. This is, by the way, I'm not giving you something I'm dreaming up. I mean, this is straight off the tape, you know. I mean, it's an actual interview with a newspaper reporter. All right, this newspaper reporter was found to be reading there, and I sicked an auditor on him. And this auditor, she was trying to run TechSec WW, and she was trying to run two-way help on this character, and he answered the questions this way. He came on, it looked to her like he was clear, see? And actually, I had put him on a meter earlier and found him reading it clear and hadn't thought any more about it. I actually was a bit fooled because I wasn't paying too much attention to it. His answers ran this way. How could you help me?
Well, how could I help you?
Yes, how could you help me? I could open the door for you as you're trying. No, no, that wouldn't help you.
How could I help you?
Don't think it's possible. Actual answer of such a case. All right. Another answer. Define help. This case is reading this way. You say, define help. This is the only way you can clarify this lower read until you actually know what needles look like by long experience. But this is the positive test. You say, define help. He says, it's how you keep people from getting next to you. They can't define it, that's all. They can't run it. You'd have to run on such a case maybe something, whom have you intended not to help? Whom have you helped by accident? Whom have you intended not to help? Who have you intended not to help? Who have you helped is the exact auditing command. But those first who have you helped turn out to be slips. They're accidents. They're unintentional goofs. Got the idea? The person can run failed help in that wise, and that is a version of failed help. It's the undercut version. But their definitions are all off, and by their definitions you shall know them.